St. Clair County commissioners are going to be asked to support Second Amendment Sanctuary County designation. They're being asked by County Commissioner David Rushing, who's in the studio with us this morning. Dave, good morning. So give us a little background on the Second Amendment Sanctuary status, where this comes from, and how it ends up before the county board.
Well, initially it was requested from our State Representative Gary Eisen to address this. So we drafted a resolution and had county corporate counsel look at it. And there were some questions on it. And this is what happens. I wanted to bring this up is historically, very often we have revised or amended agendas. We'll either call Kerry Hepting, our county administrator, our chair, Jeff Boehm, if we have issues on something. And we may need to make it a better, on this case, a resolution, or if it was a contract, we need to readdress that. So we will pull that from the agenda until we get it correct or how we want it done correctly before we actually put a vote and have a discussion on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what historically has been done. So the vote we took on January 20th was not a vote on the resolution at all. It was just to pull that item from the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be discussing it in the future. It was mistaken by some in the audience that we were actually voting against a potential Second Amendment position for the county,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't the case at all. And when very rarely, with rare exception, I mean, is there an item that we pull, we actually discuss. We wait till we have it in a form that will be presentable, that is actually able to be discussed upon. So that's what actually happened on January 20th.
Okay, so lest anybody think that this was introduced and then pulled from the agenda because you didn't want to deal with it or you were voting against it, that wasn't the case. It just had to be looked at further. But this will be at an upcoming February.
On February 20th, it's okay. going to be on our full board. But I do want to stress that on, because this is part of the reason it was pulled also, is Gary Eisen was not available at that meeting because he was made aware that we were pulling it. But we will be having a special meeting on February 10th at 5 p.m., and this will be in the regular board meeting with all the commissioners. Invited will be all our state representatives, and this is a date that they requested on a Monday because that way they're not in session in Lansing. I believe Tim Donlin's going to be there and also Mike Wendland to get a position because if we make a resolution that doesn't or over-addresses some issues, it could have public safety issues. So we want to get their input on it. And you've seen my potential resolution. I want the commissioners to potentially review that. And I asked for this to be put a part of the St. Clair County record on my position. I wanted to get ahead of it, and I feel very strongly about this.
The resolution is 5 pages long with lots of whereases and therefore. So can you kind of synopsize it for us and just tell us what a Second Amendment sanctuary county designation would mean for St. Clair County?
It pretty much, and the resolution itself is 3 pages. My position statement is 2 pages. And sanctuary, and I did add the word sanctuary. I was a little concerned about using the word sanctuary because it kind of, to me, it relates to the illegal immigrants in San Francisco, and I didn't want to take away from it. But the more I thought about it, I thought that that would be a very good term to add to it. So that's why I added it once I started drafting my position. And pretty much my position and the resolution, all it is reaffirming our oath of office that we swore to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan State Constitution. And that's made reference to throughout this document and my position. And that's all it really is that my position as a county commissioner is that I support our Constitution and I believe the county should support it. And anything that's like what's going on in Virginia, I printed this out this morning. They have 95 communities currently that have already adopted a Second Amendment sanctuary because, you see, they have a Democrat governor, Democrat Senate, Democrat House, and they got red laws going in place. Definitely want to get in front of it, and that's my position only right now. Every commissioner has their own position.
So all you've said is your position is that you support the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
What does that mean? And in terms of the Second Amendment, why do we need this resolution? I mean, it should go without saying that we all support the Constitution, right?
Correct. But if we put this out and forward it to Washington, D.C. and Lansing, whatever potential body that gets elected in the future will understand that whether it's St. Clair County, and you mentioned Sanilac County, any county or municipality within the state, they will have these that saying, look, what kind of legislation are we going to look at? Because we have to represent who put us in office. And if we have, like, state legislator or myself, the six townships that, or five townships and half the city of Memphis that I represent, I represent them. And they, in my opinion, they support the Second Amendment, U.S. Constitution. And I believe each one of us needs to take that position, but we each get to decide on our own.
So just to clarify, what this does is it says that St. Clair County supports the Second Amendment.
That's basically it.
Okay.
And there's some history of me in there, and there isn't anything about my dad, but my dad served 20 years. He is Green Beret Vietnam. He passed in 1991 at 59 years old. My older brother, he served in Vietnam 68, 69, and he died at 52 from Agent Orange cancer. In my opinion, that's where he got it from. My youngest brother, Darren, he lives in City of Port Huron, and he's a Marine. I lived on military bases 16 years. So that's part of where I feel really strongly about mm-hmm. this. All the sacrifices made for every one of us, from our military and also our first responders. You could go and add many to the list, but I feel very strongly on this, and I think we as county commissioners should take a position. And again, I'll reiterate that that's why I have this position statement and this potential resolution that the county commissioners can consider for St. Clair County.
But now federal law and even state law, doesn't that supersede county law? For example, I mean, if the federal government somehow changes, I don't want to say gets rid of the Second Amendment, because that's not going to happen.
No.
But if they do institute some sort of gun legislation, then the county has to abide by that, doesn't it?
Yes, correct. And there's a part in here that addresses exactly that. The U.S. Constitution trumps the Michigan State mm-hmm. Constitution. And if I could, there's one, here it is, part of the resolution that has. Whereas the Supreme Court of the United States in McDonald versus Chicago, 561 U.S. 742 in the year 2010, affirmed that the rights of an individual to keep and bear arms as protected under the Second Amendment is incorporated by due process clause of the 14th Amendment and therefore applicable against the several states of the United States. And there's many other parts of this, but that, in my opinion, that means that the Constitution will trump any state law. Mm-hmm. And if we adopt something similar to this, whether it's mine or something similar, and forward it to Lansing, they will know that St. Clair County, and this is, it'd be a non-binding resolution as far as the state, but at least gives our representatives where we stand as a community.
I see a lot of other counties, not just in Michigan, but nationwide, are taking up very similar, with similar, if not identical, language resolutions. So this is something that's obviously happening across the country, right?
Correct. And as county commissioners, of course, we're in charge of the budget, and you've seen some, and one was given to us. There's a resolution that was presented to the board. And I think there's some wording in some of the resolutions that go too far on it, stating that we will not support laws. I don't do that. I don't want to have that type of position that's saying St. Clair County is going to have our sheriff or whoever that's going to enforce the laws. We're not going to obey the law. This is just, it's a little more than the first one we had, which was very vanilla. It had a lot less language. It was three quarters of a page, almost a page full, where this one, of course, is three pages long, and it addresses more issues and where I stand on this.
When you address your fellow commissioners on this issue, what do you want them to know about this resolution? What will you say to convince them to vote with you on this resolution?
Well, I already drafted a letter or gave them a copy of this also and gave them my position. I've also talked to them individually and also sent a short note out that I think we need to take a position one way or the other, and we each get to decide where we're going to stand on this. I feel very strongly that this is something St. Clair County needs to adopt.
This will be up for a vote by the County Commission on February 20th, but the meeting will be, and everybody's welcome to it, at the Donald Lodge Auditorium, I presume, on February 10th.
Well, it's actually going to be upstairs in the Board of Commissioners.
Board of Commissioners room.
Right, and the meeting will be February 10th. Whether we draft a resolution between there and the 20th will still be decided on. it'll be put on our agenda, and each commissioner will be able to have input in on it. Whether it happens in February or March, the reason I did this one, and I'm going to ask that it be put part of the St. Clair County record, whether it's adopted or not. I want it part of our record, and I will be requesting that from Jeff Boehm, our chair. And that way it's part of permanent record of my position on it. So hopefully we will draft a resolution that will be accepted by all the Board of Commissioners that we can come together on in the best interest of all the residents of St. Clair County.
Talking about the resolution to support the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, David Rushing, thanks for coming in this morning. Well, appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you for the invite.